Well, it is always a special morning when we get to head to the Bluff and visit the campus of the University of Portland. School has wrapped for the year with graduation ceremonies in May, and what a year it was for Pilot sports with many highlights, exciting times for fans. To review the year past and take a peek at the upcoming fall season, we are always honored to be joined by the Vice President for Athletics at the U of P, Scott Lakem. Scott, thank you so much for being with us. Always great to talk with you.
Good morning, David. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, you know, I can see the sports calendar for the Pilots coming up. It's going to be an exciting year. I'm just wondering, you going to get any downtime with the family before the sports storm hits?
I sure hope so. I have a son who graduated from high school a couple weeks ago, so we'll try to do some things for him before he heads off to college. And you know, this business is just a kind of a 12-month roller coaster, but we definitely take time where we can.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Hey, you know, I wanted to start out, too, first by talking about a sport that just finished, Pilots baseball. I mean, what a season. Team finished with 31 wins in the regular season. That's the best overall record since 2010. To add to that, they had their best West Coast Conference record since joining the conference back in 96, made the conference tournament for the first time as the number two seed, and Brett Gillis named Conference Pitcher of the Year. And those are just a few of the accolades. You had to have been pleased about that.
Hey, David, that was one we had been hoping for a couple of years. I mean, Coach Loomis has done an incredible job for us. UP alum has been very thoughtful about how he's built the program and the young men he's chosen to have join us. I think a lot of that success is also due to the new baseball stadium.
Yeah. I mean,
the reality is the facilities play a really big role in recruiting in this day and age, and we've seen some payoff from that facility, and I think we will again next year.
Well, it's beautiful, and I've said this many times, it's just a gem up there on the Bluff. And I mean, tell the folks, it's gone through kind of a 4 or 5 year transition.
It was. It started with moving our grass field to AstroTurf. as we know it, I can't imagine what a grass field would have done for us this season with all the rain. But switching to a turf field, redoing our bullpens and creating some grass seating down the first base line, new scoreboard. And then the final piece of the puzzle for us was new dugouts, new concourse, concessions, restroom, new press box. Puts us right in the you know, I think safely in the top three or four of the league. So it's definitely gone a long way for us. We've redone our hitting facility down the left field line. And the next project we're starting to poke around on for that program is potentially moving their locker room from the Child Center over to Etzel Field.
Oh, nice. Well, it is a beautiful field. And I hope folks haven't had a chance to get up there and see a game, definitely do it. You're in for a real treat. And, you know, just looking at the season, too, you really had a nice partnership you've developed with Portland's Coin Television, the CW, to televise some of the games throughout the year, which was fantastic. And that continues into next year, correct?
It is. That's something, David, I think it was, you know, it was bittersweet. Our friends at NBC Sports Northwest, obviously that network, went under when they no longer had the Blazers on air.
Right.
So we were looking for a new home, and at the same time, our friend Tom Kolker over at Coin was looking to build out what they were doing with college coverage. So it was a really good fit, and I think holistically a neat thing for us is on that production, that's a UP production when you see those games on Coin. So those are our students in large part, more than half of the crew, and on the job learning, whether it be graphics or cameras or otherwise, and it's a neat holistic educational opportunity for us to offer.
Yeah, it's great, and it's wonderful to have the Pilots games on TV. But at the same time, too, I want to remind folks, and I've always believed this, that when it comes to sports viewing in the city of Portland area, what you've done with University of Portland sports, you've kept it affordable for families to come and view sports. You can go there, you have a place to park, it's accessible, and you really make it something that you can bring the family to, and I really applaud you for that.
David, I appreciate that, and I'm excited that I think we'll be able to do that again this year. Of course, the last 2.5 years, we've been limited in one way or another by not playing games at all or not having fans allowed or, you know, our policies, you know, frankly, being pretty strict on what we do from a fan perspective. But I feel like we'll be, you know, back to a new normal, but close to normal for this year.
That's great. We're speaking with Scott Lakem. He's the vice president for athletics at the University of Portland. Wanted to talk about Shante Leggins. What a great start for him as the men's basketball coach. In his first year, an 18-win season, 500 in conference play. And I tell you, folks need to circle their calendars for this Thanksgiving because the Pilots are going to be in a huge tournament here in the city, the Phil Knight Invitational. It's going to be exciting. First, let's talk about Shante's success and then the tournament.
Yeah, I was just in Shante's office, and we've already put last season behind us and are thinking of next season, David.
Nice.
But yeah, 19 wins was, I think, above what we anticipated. My goal for him in year one was somewhere between 13 and 16. And I think the thing we felt best about is we really played well in WCC play in the back half of the year. We swept Pepperdine, beat San Diego a couple of times, swept Pacific, won at USF, who made the NCAA tournament. So, you know, it's one thing to win games in non-conference against teams you frankly should beat. But for us to make the strides we did and finish in the middle of the conference and win a game handily at the conference tournament is something we're really proud of.
Yeah, and this Phil Knight Invitational, wow.
Yeah, that's a neat one, David. And it just speaks to the collegiality of the Portland sports industry. This is a partnership between Nike and ESPN and our friends at the Trailblazers and the Moda Center. The neat thing to it now is for PK80, we had 16 men's teams up here in Portland. This time through, we'll have 16 men's teams, but we're adding 8 women's teams, including Connecticut, Oregon, Oregon State, Duke. So that, it's a nice wrinkle to it. And for us, we'll have a much bigger role than we did 5 years ago. We will host at least 8 of the games over the course of the weekend. So it'll be fun to get fans that maybe haven't been to this corner of the city up to the Bluff to see really big college basketball. And tied to that and that partnership, we're also excited. This time around, University of Portland is the institutional host in the bid to try to get a women's basketball Final Four to Portland.
Yeah, I was going to mention that.
Yeah, we've been named 7 finalists for 5 slots starting in 2027. But our friends at the Moda Center and Sport Oregon and otherwise, we have our heads down trying to bring that event to our city.
Hey, and the way Michael Meek has been going with the Lady Pilots, I'm just saying, Final Four.
Coach Meek's done an incredible job. I mean, I still hurt for our kids that they didn't get the chance to play in the NCAA tournament a couple years back because of COVID. But,
right.
You know, played really well 2 years ago, and then last year won 20 games, only team to beat BYU in our league, went to the second round of the NIT before we lost to a good Oregon State team. But Mike, he's won everywhere he's been in Oregon, and this has just been a continuation of that.
Yeah, you know, and we're getting into fall. We got to wrap it up. We'll get you back on. We'll talk about the upcoming soccer season because Pilot soccer, always outstanding. Scott Lakem, vice president for athletics at the University of Portland. Scott, always great to talk with you. Great job up on the Bluff. We look forward to another sports season.
Thank you, David. Always a pleasure.
All right. Have a great day. God bless.
Okay. Thank you.